Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as we welcome our host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
This is Alicia Brown, your host and creator of the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show and podcast. Today, for my nonprofit program, Young Achievers Excellence Program, which now is a virtual program, I have the pleasure of interviewing an 8-year-old author and entrepreneur along with her parents. As you know, a lot of times kids are becoming entrepreneurs now. In the course, I shared that some as early as 4 years old are creating businesses. Nevertheless, that means their parents, whether they want to be an entrepreneur or not, are now entrepreneurs. So there's a lot in dealing with your young children as well as trying to manage their careers while also trying to have balance and letting them be a kid. So I thought we should share this information with you. I cannot share the video, but I did want to share a lot of the voice conversation because at a time like this, we need all the assistance, all the help that we can get, and who better to get expert advice from than people that are actually out doing it. So join me today to hear this very special podcast coming from my nonprofit Young Achievers Excellence Program. And if you have a child that you want to share the lessons of entrepreneurship, you want to engage them in that, feel free to visit crusadingoutreach.org. On there, there will be more information about that program under events, or you can reach out to the show and let me know, and we can go ahead and to give you more information on how your child can take advantage of this program. But for now, join me as I interview 8-year-old Jasmine Miracle Cobb, as well as her mother and father, who are entrepreneurs themselves and have a beautiful, beautiful company that serves everyone, including celebrities, and their products go all around the world.
All right, so welcome to this session of the Young Achievers Excellence Program, where we are live today with 8-year-old entrepreneur Jasmine Miracle Cobb. And I did say 8 years old. She just turned 8, but she's actually been fulfilling her business for a couple years now. So we're excited to interview her, and we're also excited to interview her mother, Mrs. Cobb, because as we know, if a child is an entrepreneur, whether the guardian or a parent wants to be or not, they also have to have an interest in this and make business decisions. So everyone has to learn quickly. And who best to learn from than people who actually took ideas and did something with them. So I'm going to give you the short bio that we had in the press release from Ms. Jasmine. At 5 years old, she received the Most Likely to Be an Author Award at 5. And since that day, she has been determined to make her dreams come true. Jasmine loves to speak, read, and explore and build anything her mind can think of. And she launched her first book, My Ice Cream Dream, on May 11th, 2019. And she will soon have a companion coloring book that you'll be able to order. She loves ice cream. So she even has ice cream themed jewelry to match her brand. And her goal is to write many more books and to become a best-selling author. She loves to speak. She has speaking engagements. So this is old hat for her, but we're just honored that she's gonna be with us today and we get to ask her questions. So everybody, let's give them a hand clap as we welcome Mrs. Jasmine and her mom, or actually Mrs. Cobb and Jasmine, to the entrepreneurs portion of our program. Now, you can't hear the other people clapping because they're on mute, but trust me, they were. You can see it. Miss Jasmine, you just turned 8 years old and you're an entrepreneur. What does that mean to you, that word entrepreneur?
It means that like you have something and you did it, like, and it inspired other people.
Okay. So for her, being an entrepreneur means in part that you inspire other people, which you do, because people are looking at children like you and going, how is she an entrepreneur so young? You know, there's some of us, we talked about in the course, who are older and we had ideas and we didn't do them, or maybe we did them later, but you're already 8 years old and you have, you know, the ice cream themed jewelry, you have book, you have another book coming out, you're speaking and doing speaking engagements. And you know, a lot of us, when we were 8 years old, we didn't even think about any of that stuff. We never dreamed about that stuff. And then you have other people who, when they were 8 years old, they dreamed about some of it, but they really didn't do anything. So, wow, you're just turning 8 and you have all of these successful things that you've done. So you received that award I mentioned, most likely to be an author, when you were 5 years old. What inspired you to become an author?
My mom was an author and I wanted to be just like her.
Oh, okay. So we're going to talk to your mama soon because we want to hear about that. So you saw that your mother was an author and then you wanted to be just like her.
Yes.
And what did you think was cool about being an author?
Because you get to see fans, you get to write books.
Well, you know, we all want to be a celebrity, so we like the fans part. And you're right. You know, if you write one book and they like it, then you can write some other books. And when you're talking to people, they're giving you feedback. So it might be an idea they give you, and you might want to write a book about that and talk about that. So, yeah, okay. And you like ice cream. So what's the name again of your first book?
My Ice Cream Dream.
Now, okay, for ice cream lover, we can imagine that. Okay. And what is that book about?
It's about a girl in the ice cream world with lots of ice cream treats.
Okay. And if they went to the Facebook Crusading Outreach page, or if they went to your actual website, which is jasminemiraclecobb.com, they could see your book trailer where we saw some of these pages and cool things. I did see something in there about you were asking for ice cream and your mom instead offered you a bowl of applesauce.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So do you have to dream about ice cream because your mom doesn't let you eat it as much as you would like to?
Yes.
Okay. So we learned from that too, that sometimes there's certain things we really want and we can't always have them the way we want to, but in our dreams, anything is possible. So eat ice cream all day, every day. All we have to do is dream about it. And in dream world, we can do it nonstop.
Yes.
Applesauce instead of that bowl of ice cream when we're dreaming. We might have it in real life, but not when we're dreaming. So that's cool. Because dreams are really important. Even if it comes to your business, like things you want to do, you have to dream it, see it first, and then you can walk those steps out. So something like ice cream that you really love, and sometimes there's a no from mom, or you can't have it the way you want. So I think in the ice cream dream, and looking at the cover and everything, what is it that you want on top of the ice cream?
Gummy bears, nut, chocolate, all that.
Oh, okay, because you had like candy and cherries and whipped cream, and on top of all this ice cream, and you said nuts and chocolate. Pretty much anything you can put on top of ice cream, you wanted that. That's a lot. But that ice cream kind of yummy, though. So I don't know. You might have a secret recipe there that some of the rest of us might need to look at. But in your dreams, you can really have anything. It's unlimited. You can dream about anything and then just see it, and you can make it happen in your dreams. You come up with ideas in your dreams. You can go anywhere you want to in your dreams. And then sometimes, like I said, if I'm seeing it in my dream, then I can see it sort of in person. So then sometimes some of the stuff I'm dreaming about it's not just dreams, but I can make it happen for real. And you did that with that book. Okay. So other than ice cream and eating ice cream and everything with ice cream, what other things do you like to do?
Well, I like to go outside and ride my bike. I like watching animals on TV. And I like science and science experiments.
Okay, so there's more to you than just ice cream. So what type of science experience do you like? Experiments, rather.
The volcano experiment.
Oh, okay, so tell us about that. What's the volcano experience?
The volcano explodes.
Oh, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. We might have to get the recipe for that. Because that sounds kind of fun, but then that sounds a little messy. So you like it when you do the little science experiment and the volcano explodes and stuff go everywhere? Okay. So have you done any research on volcanoes?
A little bit.
Okay. So you might want to do a little bit more research about that. Because there's certain things in nature that make a volcano actually happen. And it's certain things that, you know, under certain conditions, there's a bigger explosion. Under certain conditions, there's a smaller explosion. But, you know, we've been teaching them in this course that sometimes when you want to know why something happens, or you just look at something like, ooh, that's kind of strange. That's a little different. Or that's pretty neat that if you do some research on it and you really find out some background information, it might lead to further entrepreneurial opportunities. Of our entrepreneurs that we did research on, Michaela Almer, who's the founder of Bees Lemonade, I can't think of the exact name, but we did talk about in the course. She got stung by a bee twice in 1 week. I don't like bees. I don't like anything that can sting you. So I already was like, oh my goodness, you got stung once and then you got stung again. But it caused her at 4 years old to do research about bees. And then from there, that, as there was a couple business entrepreneur competitions her mom and dad told her she should look at. And then her grandma sent her the family cookbook with the lemonade recipe. But all of those things came together where she started this business selling lemonade. And she used some of the honey from the bees, now that she was interested in bees, as part of her recipe. So now she's about 15, I want to say. Business is doing very well. She's even got an $11 million deal with Whole Foods. So she has 5 lemonades now. She has them in all type of different natural stores, health stores, some of the grocery stores in Texas. She got that $11 million deal from Whole Foods. She was able to talk 10 NFL players and making a $800,000 investment in her business. She has other investors. So you start a business sometimes just because it's something that happened to you or an idea or you like, but the potential for growth is just like when you dream about ice cream. It's unlimited. And then when you dream about it and you research things and you do all of that, then you can grow it into a business. And then when you grow into a business like you're doing with your brand, it gets bigger and bigger. So, you know, just like our students in this course, we have gifted you, it's on the way in the mail. We have gifted you our course booklet. So you'll be able to look in there, you'll learn more information about her, but you're going to learn a lot of principles about entrepreneurship and different things. You'll have some business plan. You'll have all types of things in that workbook where you'll be able to actually look at some things about how you want to grow your business, because I know you already got ideas. So we're going to help you with that as well. But what advice would you give to young people about being an entrepreneur?
I would say they can do anything they set their mind to do, and I believe that they can do anything.
Oh, wow. Y'all hear that? Because we've been saying that the whole course. That think it, you can do it. If you set your mind to do it. Now, do you have to work hard?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, so there is some hard work. It's not just you have an idea and then you don't have to do anything. But you do have to work at it. Because before this interview, you had to go over questions. And you had to think about what you were going to say and what messages you want to give to people that you're talking to, your audience. So there's some work involved. You can't just show up and have an idea and that's the end of it. But if your mind is set to do it, you can do absolutely anything.
Yeah.
That's a good message for us adults too. What would you say to someone that has ideas, but they're scared to get started or they think they're too young to be a business owner?
I would say you could write it down. So, and I would say you can do all things through Christ.
Oh, I like that. And she said that with a little swagger. So you can write it down. So again, the idea doesn't just have to be up here. You actually need to write it down. And then you need to be confident that you can do all things. So that sounds to me like no excuses.
Yes.
No excuse, write it down, take it from up here, put something on paper, and then make plans so you actually do it. So if you're scared, if you're fearful, if you have doubts, if you have excuses, you need to kick those to the side. Because you actually need to do something with the idea that you have. Oh, well, a lot of us need your confidence, Jasmine. A lot of us need your confidence, adults too. So what do you, when we talk about dreaming, what do you want to be when you grow up? What's your vision?
I want to be a scientist when I grow up.
And what is so cool about science that you just love?
You get to do science experiments.
Okay. Well, one of the cool things about if you want to do something in science is we don't have enough minority scientists.
Wow.
Built up. I think one person in this course talks about how she wants to work in nutrition. We don't have enough minority people in the medical field, period.
Right.
That means there's a lot of scholarships. There's a lot of grants out there. There's a lot of training programs, especially for young people, for minorities, entrepreneurs. There's a lot of money out there because what they want is to have more minorities, and minorities is everything from women, from races, from ages. They want more people in the minority demographic to actually have a career in science, math, anything medical, any of those fields. So if you really want to be a scientist, that's also going to be part of your research, just like your business, is to find out what programs they currently have and look at the different age groups, what things it takes for you to be a part of those programs, because you can map that out for when you're older, and then you can look for some things now. Like, what do you have now? Maybe a summer camp, or maybe there's an online program or something for someone as young as you that would really be interested in that field to get some knowledge, let them know what you're thinking, get a mentor so they can tell you best ways to enter the field and best ways to get money and best ways to get your education funded. And then we could be looking at 10, I'll give you 15 years. 15, 20 years, we have our future scientists who can solve our problems. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Anything in particular do you know yet? If there's a particular area you like, or just right now it's just scientists in general?
Right now, I don't really know, but I do study sharks, and I love sharks.
Oh, wait a minute now. So she likes sharks, so we might have an animal scientist.
Yes.
We have someone that does different things in our ecology system that's going to help the environment. So, okay. Well, Jasmine, you have plenty of time to look at the different routes you can go and make up your mind. And just like this entrepreneurship program, the one thing we tell people is don't be afraid or feel bad if it changes. Because sometimes we have an idea for this, or sometimes we might have 3 or 5 different ideas and we have a hard time deciding, so we give different ones a try. Or sometimes we know what we want to do and then we start and it's like, well, you know, now I'm sort of interested in this. So one, don't be afraid to start over. And then two, don't be afraid if it changes. And then three, don't be afraid if it's more than one. Because that's why sometimes when people go to college, they get double majors because they really like this one thing, but then they have an interest in something over here. So they're just like, and sometimes it's not even related. So they're like, you know what? I really like this over here, but I like this over here. So you know what? I'm going to study this and I'm going to study this and I'm going to be knowledgeable about both. And then I'll make my decision which one that I want to know a little bit more about. And then sometimes maybe it's a way for me to do both. So don't be afraid of learning. Don't be afraid of changes. Don't be afraid to try different things, because you don't have to have all the answers at any one period of your life. You're always able to change things. And that's what makes the process kind of fun and cool, that we can always change things that we dream about. So I'm looking at a future sciences. That's exciting. And just, you know, for your research, it's called STEM. So you'd be looking at STEM programs. Science, math, engineering, I think, forgot what the T for, I'm assuming technology, but I could be wrong. But that is the area they talk about, STEM. So you're looking at STEM. You can look at different local colleges to see what their STEM programs are. You can Google it to see different STEM programs across the nation. And then just, you know, sort of make your decisions about which ones you might want to look at, some STEM summer camps, things like that, so you can learn more and meet people, because networking is important. You want to meet people that can help you with your dream of a future mentor. And even though you're 8, you're not too young to have a mentor. They love the younger, the better. So you have other scientists that would love to share what they know. And if you like volcanoes, there's volcano experts. You can contact them and they would love, they'll go on for days and months talking about volcanoes and all the do-do-do-do-do. And you'll think it's cool because that's what you like. Some of us will be sitting here like, huh? Because we won't understand, because that we haven't researched it. We just don't know. But they'll talk to you for days on end about volcanoes and give you all the information you want to know. So never be afraid to share with people what you want to do, and then be able to ask them. You know, when you discover this is a person that has knowledge on something, never be afraid to ask them. Could you see what they're doing? Could they talk to you about it? Could they share more information? So that's cool. I'm excited now that I knew that. I didn't know she wanted to be a scientist. So that's cool. Well, Jasmine, you are so awesome, and you gave us some great information, but right now, we're going to go and switch to your mom, because we have some questions for her, too, but we're going to come back to you, so don't go anywhere. We love the information you gave us so far, but now we switch to your mom, Mrs. Cobbs, and first, I want you to give them a little bit of information about you, because Jasmine already told us that you're an author, and she saw that, so she wanted to do things like your mom, her mom. But give us a little information about who you are.
Yes, ma'am. I am Angela Cobb. I am a proud mother of 5 awesome children, a wife. Yes, I am a caregiver. I am an author of the book called The Valley Experience. Yes, ma'am. I released my first book, and I am currently working on another book. As well. Yes, ma'am. And I am just excited about whatever door that we'll open for us.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
So you're a mother of 5. You're an author. So she was inspired by your writing. And now you're writing additional books. She's writing additional books. So that right there just gives us a teaching point. Parent, guardian, and adults in general, there's someone watching you. So everything you're doing, even you said your book is called The Valley Experience. So the challenges we're going through, there's someone that is always watching us. So we have to be mindful, and then also not to take for granted, because some of the things we figure is not a big deal, someone's looking at you and going, oh, that's amazing. I want to do that. Oh, I see her over there talk. Oh, I see her with her book. She's talking to people. Oh, she's doing interviews. I want to do that. And then on top of that, if we're parents, it's your own children. If you're an aunt or you know, you're an uncle, they're looking. You might be your niece or nephew, or It may be someone in the neighborhood that's looking at you and going, wow, that is really cool what she's doing. They don't know the work behind closed doors, but they're looking at the output and going, wow, I want to do that. So we have to be mindful of our actions and what we're doing. But when you said a mother of five kids, okay. So, well, I'm going to first ask you things about managing Jasmine before I ask this question. But what did it mean when Jasmine came to you and she wanted to write this book and you guys have built a brand? How did you put this all together? Because now, you know, you're an entrepreneur because she wants to be one, in addition to whatever else you're doing already.
And yes, ma'am, and I don't know how I forgot to mention that I'm also a co-partner with my husband of jewelry. Our business together is called Level Up Art. And Miss Sadia, we love her. She is showing off her jewelry. Yes, all made pieces.
But so there are celebrities that have worn your jewelry.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, celebrities. I'm talking about Erykah Badu. Yes, I'm talking about my husband got to come in and help me with this part because he is the brains behind that operation.
All right.
Yes, we've done custom pieces for Lisa Fisher, Angela Bassett, soul singer Bilal, countless supermodels that we've worked with. Our brand ambassador, Dapper Africa, he's gave our stuff to people like Erykah Badu, Jill Scott. It's too many to name, but it's been all over. We've shipped pieces to Japan, Africa, Europe, Italy. So,
okay, and that's Level Up Art?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we can find that on social media. And actually, I think if you go to Jasmine Miracle Cobb, her shop page, there's a link there for you to go to Level Up Art, so you'll be able to see you guys directly. But, okay, so let's put that in perspective. You have a business already, the shipping jewelry all over the world. Then you have five kids. And assuming we have this one who's just a little genius and has her own business, I'm assuming that all five of the Cobb kids are creative in their own way.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, so now here's one more child's creation. How do you manage all of that?
It definitely has to be a balance, and everybody in the family plays a role. Like our oldest, he's a computer whiz. He's our tech guy. Yeah. So I'm not quite as savvy with the computer. So he comes along and plays a part in that. And you know, Diamond's into doing hairs and makeup. So. She helps Jasmine with that when she has to go. So everybody plays their own intricate part in letting the business run and function smoothly. So we're all involved.
We use and if we go back to the course, we say team. Look at who is your team. Because you're not supposed to do it all by yourself, but you need a team. And you need a team of experts. This person does that. That's not my role. That person does that. This person does that. So you guys have a team.
Yes.
And how much do you involve Jasmine as far as it comes to just her business? How much is she allowed to be involved in the decision-making process?
Oh, Jasmine has 100% creative control. She's very outspoken. She's kind of, because you know she's on camera. But in the decisions that she makes, she feels comfortable with, we roll with it. If she feels kind of iffy about something, we'll get down to the core of why she feels like that.
Okay.
And we work it out. But we let her, you know, make the decisions for the things she wants to accomplish. And we don't put that much pressure on her if she feels kind of funny about something.
Ah.
She makes all the decisions because how she's responding now, we honestly wish she would respond like this during our normal hours. The quiet that you see. No, ma'am. This is not her every day until we have to tone it down, Jasmine. It's time for bed. Come on. I mean, we got to keep up with her.
I can't help but laugh because I know you're talking about your daughter, but it sounds like you're talking about me. You know what? It's like, this is our camera. put together. But yes, often we are like, and yeah, you normally would say, all right, bring it in, calm it down, tone it down. And I'm an adult. I wasn't like that as a child. I wish I was like that as a child. I was the exact opposite. But yeah, I was like, I know you're talking about jazz, but I'm like, are they talking about me? This is about me. So I have the same problem, Jasmine, okay? I have the same problem. But this is our camera persona. But I love what you said, because when we look at different examples of kids entrepreneurs and the kids grow up to be adult, we get different stories. Sometimes we get the kid had an idea, and once the parents saw it made money, it's like they were just forcing that kid to do this. Child was no longer interested, or some of the things they didn't want to do anymore, but as long as they made money, their parents were their manager, and they made them do something. So I like what you said about you look at the way she feels about things, but if she doesn't feel a certain way about things, you explore why. Because that's one of my questions. Sometimes, especially, you know, adults too, but especially with children, this moment you want this, the next moment you want this. So they might be like, I don't want to do it. But why don't you want to do it? Or why do you feel this way? So it's not that you wouldn't let her not do something because she doesn't want to, but you take the time to explore why doesn't she want to, or why does she feel this way? So you can talk through some of the challenges and then make the best decisions. So for the parents that are viewing this, of our enrollees, that's a good tip to really have that communication. Because we imagine, it's sometimes the parents that's involved, you want to throw your hands up too. You're tired anyway. So if the child is saying, I don't want to do this, it's like, well, great. We'll profit. Let's shut this down and I get to sleep. But from what we're hearing, you don't do that because you realize, you understand why she's saying this. Why is it this way before you can make an actual decision?
Yes, ma'am.
So I hope the kids heard that too. Because that means as well that you need to be really good about expressing your opinion.
Yes.
Not just saying no. Because the problem is, in any industry, but especially as a young entrepreneur, you say no, there's a lot of people like, great, we had 10 other kids in line that we wanted to work with anyway. Maybe I my niece or nephew. It's always someone else sometimes that's going after the same opportunity. So you need to be really clear on what you're saying and communicating, because although you're a young person, you're a young entrepreneur, there's a lot of other people that you're going to deal with that are the adults that really just don't care. They're looking at the money. They're looking at the profit. So if you come in and you're sort of, whatever, now... And then, you know, later you change your mind, but like, well, no, what I meant was it may be too late if you don't have someone with you that advocates. So be mindful, although you may have your parents or guardian or other adults that are helping you in these meetings and talking to these people, be careful what you say and how you present yourself. You know, put on that business face, you know, smile. Sometimes you go and you're exhausted and you're not feeling this today. But as a professional, and your parents and guardians will tell you, because a lot of times they're doing it when they're going to work, they put on that face. They get it together. They put that smile on, and they go into the office with the boss, and they have a certain personality. They might be thinking one thing, but they know, since this affects my income, it affects my goals, it affects my missions, I have to come in a certain way. I can't just show my face of how I feel, and maybe today I'm over it, and I really don't feel like doing this. You can't always show that. So you've got to be careful at all times, even in school. Because believe it or not, your teachers, some of the people that you see out here that are entrepreneurs and things like that, they might be teaching in your school. Or they might know that person that you're dying to talk to for opportunity. So if they see something special about you, or you come in, you're diligent working, and you're passionate, and you're smiling, and you're communicating your ideas, then they'll let you know that information. Hey, I know such and such. Let me put you in contact with them. But if you come into class and I'm like, whatever. Oh, she talks so long. I don't really care nothing about this subject anyway. I'm only here because my parents said I have to be. You're the one they don't really pay attention to. So how you're presenting yourself. even as a young entrepreneur, but even as a student, wherever you're going, it's very important. Put on that smile when you don't feel like it. If you're a little bored today, don't look somewhat enthusiastic. Do what you gotta do, because your persona, how you put yourself out, how people see you, is very important. And here's another question, because I know when we talk entrepreneurs, people want to know, did it take a lot of money to get started? And this is just for Jasmine's brand.
Yes, ma'am. So honestly, with Jasmine's brand, it did not take a lot of money to get started. It really didn't. We had to
put money to make.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to cut across you, but I wanted to ask you on that same line, what type of investments did you have to make?
Our biggest investment is the time, honestly.
Yeah, that's worth a whole lot of money.
Yes, because, you know, as adults, it's a lot of things we can be doing.
Right.
But then we had to prioritize and invest our time. I'm talking about time when we had to be somewhere at a certain hour. We had to wake up super, the preparation time. Wake up super early. You had to prepare. You know, that's the greatest investment, I would say. What about
you? Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You mean you don't just have an idea and show up and just come together? You got to prepare?
No, we had to prepare. I'm telling you, like, in advance, not a week, not a day in advance. You know, we believe in, we strive to be perfect.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I hope people took note of that. Striving for excellence, preparation. You know, we talk in this course about strategy. So if the idea is great. You might have a great idea, but then you have to analyze the pieces. And I'll give an example. You know, a lot of authors would love to be at huge book fairs or huge book events, because they feel like, hey, if I'm somewhere where there's 1,000 people coming through and all they're coming through is to buy books, my books are going to sell. I'm going to make a ton of money. And what I tell those clients is this: consider the cost, because number one, if that event is out of state, now I got to have money, transportation. Maybe I got a family member I can live with, but somehow, you know, some kind of way I got to get there. So I got to spend gas, put mileage on my car or rental car, or we're going to fly there. Okay, if we fly there, now what? How do I get around? If I got a family member there, maybe they'll, you know, hustle me around to use Uber, cool. But you're going to have expenses. And one expense in that scenario that people don't think about, if I have a few thousand people coming through that I want to sell my books to, then I need inventory. How do I get my inventory there? And I got to pay for that inventory. Most of those events, you're paying for a booth, and based on where you want your booth or your table at, depends on what you pay. You want it in the front, because a lot of times those huge book events, there are hundreds to 1,000 or more authors there. So where your position is important. How much space do you have is important. So now that means I got to think about all of that, plus my setup. What do I have on this table? Because I can't just have books. I have to have something that makes me stand out from everybody else that's here. Other people will also say, I need some press. So do I have to pay for some camera time at that local city so people know me, know I'm coming by? Okay, if I want camera time and a spot on the news, that's going to cost me money. Plus, it means I have to be there in advance for people to see me on this news station and have that go out. So right now, and not even knowing how much you're going to sell, if you're going to sell, we're easily talking about thousands of dollars that you could invest it to be at that major author event. And when people start crunching those numbers, some of them are like, you know what? It sounds good, but I just can't afford to go there because it's too expensive. I don't have the time. You know, I might be looking at like a week worth of time or more for an event I'm only going to be at for 2 days, 3 days. And if you're working a full-time job, can I get the time off of work? If I have kids, well, who's going to take care of the kids? Are the kids coming with me? Do I got to pull them out of school? Or if someone's at home, what do they need? What do I have to prepare before I go? What's it going to be like when I come back? These are all decisions for just one event. So, you know, some things sound good, but like we've been saying in this course, it's not good enough just to have an idea. You gotta research all the particulars that go into it. And we haven't even talked about your time, because your time is one of the most valuable assets you have. So, you know, you're not necessarily getting paid for that, and you hope it's a payoff, but your time is invaluable, because your time is what makes everything come together. So you got to think about, what is your time worth as that entrepreneur, as that brand? Celebrities know what their time is worth, because some of them have no problem. Oh, you want me to come speak? Okay, for starters, that's going to be a $50,000 deposit, because I don't speak for under six figures. Demand it. They're not even talking about what you're going to pay them for the hotel and their flight and other arrangements and their list of what you're going to have in their hotel and at the podium where they're speaking. They know the value of their time. You want me, you want my name, you want my image, you want my word for an hour or for me to come to that event. If the deposit starts here. So you might not be that celebrity, but if you're going to be that business owner or the representative of that brand, you have to know how much your time is worth. And then you can make decisions where this might not be worth it for me to show up here. Over here, this is going to be pretty nice if I go over there. But here's some of the things I have to consider. So along that line, I want to ask, what do you wish you had known before you started Jasmine's Business? Is there anything, you know, some lessons you learned that you would like us as entrepreneurs and the younger people as future entrepreneurs to pay attention to?
Yes, ma'am. So I would say to the future entrepreneurs to be aware of the people who know you, but yet not supporting you.
Oh.
That is one thing that we have learned. And you want your family, you want your friends, you want the people that you grew up with to be with you 100%. But what happens is, being an entrepreneur or a youth entrepreneur, a future entrepreneur, what happens is that it seems as if people are happy for you, but when you get to going on your course, the strangers, the people who don't know you, will be your biggest one, your biggest fans. I just have to throw that out there. Do not be disencouraged. You know, keep going. Do not give up. When someone that you grew up with in the first grade, and someone you grew up with, you know, along the neighborhood, when they're not supporting you, keep going. Use that as your ammunition to go even harder.
I like that. I like that. Because we talked about that earlier in the course, that sometimes people will say they're rooting for you. But once you start doing something, the support you thought you were going to get from the people you thought you were going to get it from doesn't happen. And you want them, you know, what? That's my friend. That's my this. You know, and then some mistakes that even adults have made in business is, we've been friends since, or you're cool and you know this, let me bring them in my business. And then once you bring them in the business, they just there for a paycheck. They're not really there to support you, or they might steal some of the things you're doing and then do it themselves. So that's important, that you often will not get support from family and friends and people you think are supposed to support you, but you'll also get sometimes strangers that are rooting harder for you and helping you than someone you know. So I love that you said that, because that's one of the things I want the participants of this course to understand. So it comes in a variety of ways, and you might be hurt, but don't stay, let that determine that you stop. You're not always going to get support from who you think. And sometimes you're like, nah, that's my girl, that's my dude, you know, he's going to support me. I know if no one else supports me, this person will. And that might be the first one to just drop off.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's good. And I want to know as well, how do you teach, you know, a lot of the things we went on in this course, we talked about contracts and patents and copyrights and legal stuff and this and this and this, this, this. And honestly, when we asked certain students, how do you feel about this? The word they said was overwhelming, which is honest, because a lot of times as adults, I mean, we love this and we know the information, but we're overwhelmed. So how do you teach such adult information to Jasmine without it being overwhelming or, you know, too hard for her to understand.
What we do when we bring her to the table, we break it down on her level. You know, we come down to her level so that she can understand. And then when she needs a break, we don't fuss at her. We don't yell. It's break time.
Okay.
9 times out of 10, we need a break for just bringing the information to her.
Yes.
And it all works together. Yes, ma'am.
I love it. Because, again, we hear these horror stories from previous child actors and child stars of how, no, it was just go, 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 go. Once whoever managed them and even their guardians saw the money, it was like, what you mean you need a break?
Wow. And
they were signing over contracts because, of course, legally, you know, someone has to represent them, but they were making decisions for them and they were doing all these things and the children just had no stopping point. It was go, 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 go. School wasn't really an interest. It wasn't really a focus as much. It was whatever brought the money. So something that started out maybe pleasurable, now the child doesn't want to do it. But the child can't stop doing it. And they don't get to be a kid anymore. They have to be an adult in the adult world all day long. Every day it's nothing but business, 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 business. And they don't get to be a child. So, you know, I heard you talk about balance. I heard you talk about breaking it down for her. I heard you talk about you give her breaks. So, in essence, you still allow her to be a child.
Yes, ma'am. It's important because I never want to be the parent to hear 20 years from now, well, mama, you didn't allow me to do that.
Mm.
Stuff would come back and it'll hit you in your face.
Mm.
So we believe in balance. We take breaks. I'm telling you, when it's time to go outside and play, it's time to go outside and play.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
People heard that. Because, you know, one of the things, if we're honest, even as adults, sometimes we forget balance. So, you know, with children and they're doing business, sometimes we have a tendency to treat them like us. So just like we need a break, even more so, that young entrepreneur needs a break. Maybe this summer they're going to go away to a camp that has nothing to do with entrepreneurship, but it's just something fun, another interest they have. Like Jasmine talks about, she likes science. So maybe it's a science camp, has nothing to do with the business, but she likes it, so she gets to go. Playtime, she gets to go outside and play. Some of us adults need that. Some of us need playtime and nap time. But for balance purposes, you can't be business, business, business all day long. You have to sort of have a break and have time to relax. And in her case, just be a child. I love that you said that because what I want to share is that rest is so important. Rest is important to our bodies. Our life, the healthiness of our body does depend on how much rest we get. Because when we're resting, our cells restore themselves. But also, with the proper rest and play, some of your best ideas come. Doing stuff that has nothing to do with business, you'll see something or just have an idea because you have balance. You've been able to rest. You're playing. So you might be playing with a toy that has nothing to do with your business, and an idea just pops up because you're at a happy, peaceful state, restful state. But if you go work all the time, you get sick, you get burnt out, and you can't come up with good ideas or make good decisions. We talked about in the last course how we need to be managing our emotions because our emotions, there's certain times it's not really good to make a decision. There's certain times it's better to make a decision based on your emotional state. So balance, play is important. And let me ask you this. Because we looked at, too, how easy it is to just have a negative mindset and just stop. But if you look at people that are already successful, you can see what things they would have forfeited if they stopped. So if your family at any point, especially in the beginning of Jasmine's business, just stopped and said, oh, she doesn't want to do it, let's just quit. We're not going to push her to do anything else. What things that you have received already as success points would you forfeit for Jasmine?
Could you repeat? four.
Sure, I know that was a lot because I have those 2, 3, 4 sentence questions all in one sentence. But when you look over, and I know it's only been a short period, but when you look over some of the high points, some of the success that she has had, if you stop in the beginning because it was too hard or, you know, what have you, what are some of the successes that you've had that you would have just forfeited?
Well, her confidence, for one, would be one thing I would say.
Mm. You know, elaborate on that. How does her brand or her business increase her confidence?
Well, it helps her with her social skills and her self-esteem. You know, being able to see other kids come up to her and engage with her, it causes her to open up and have more confidence, you know, to aim for her dreams and go for what she's trying to go for and inspire other young Black girls that they can do it too.
All right. I like that because you never know unless you try. So if you don't try and you're just thinking about it, a lot of the things you get, you know, one of our former guest entrepreneurs said, you don't get successful overnight. So don't think you're just going to do the idea and boom, overnight you're successful. You know, it takes time. But at the same time, just trying and knowing, there's different experiences in the journey. Like you said, you know, with her, there's other kids that come to her. There's other people, you know, her fans that say nice things about her in her book. She would never know that if she didn't publish the book. If she didn't become an entrepreneur. And now, you know, you have your ice cream jewelry. There are going to be, you know, new fans that are going to sport that and rock that. You got bracelets? Let me see those. You got bracelets.
I'm wearing one too.
Those are ice cream bangles on the end, aren't they? Oh, and then we have the nuggets. Is that an ice cream? Now, look at that.
Yes, ma'am.
So everything is ice cream. So yes. Staying with the brand and the theme. But you could be somewhere and we have the shirts. Okay, now. And Jasmine is wearing it. And of course, I'm going to say, who is the little girl on the shirt?
Me.
Oh, okay. So, see, we so famous, we have a cartoon caricature of ourselves. And we have t-shirts and books and bracelets and necklaces. So that is the first book, My Ice Cream Dream. And of course, we see the whole magical ice cream dream, candy land. I see cupcakes, which are my favorite.
Alicia.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question.
I was about to turn it over to question and answer. So perfect. Yes.
While she's talking, I wanted to ask Mr. and Mrs. Cobb, what advice would you give, because y'all are business oriented, your mindset? Yes. What would you say to other parents that don't have a mindset for business, but their children comes up with an idea? And a lot of children get shucked aside because the parents don't understand that their child is talking about a business. What would you say to that parent?
Honestly, I would say to that parent, when that child comes to you with an idea, never be a dream killer.
And we
can be so busy with our life that as soon as your child come to you with an idea, you shun them away. That's negative.
Mm-hmm.
We are some talented people, and it's in all of us. Mm-hmm. I mean, creativity is who we are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Even if when your child come to you and you have something going on, don't crush the child. Just say to the child, I will get back to you. Write it down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Write it down, because one simple charm can create a whole, what is it, more? one simple piece of jewelry can create a whole revenue for a whole pack.
Yes, and I would say if you don't necessarily have the business mind, you have to utilize your resources. Find someone that you can trust that is business savvy. They can kind of put you in the right circles. They can help you get some knowledge on how to start it, or someone that can help you get started. But it definitely has to be someone that you can put your trust in that won't take advantage of it. So you got to be careful with that too.
All right.
All right. That is very vital because, like you said, a lot of children that are adults now, because of what their parents probably have said to them before, they don't let their creativity grow because they already feel like they can't do it. So that was vital to us today. And as I was listening and looking at you, allowing your child to be a child, that's a whole lot. So a lot of people need to see that, especially our culture.
Yes. Okay. And I do have a question from one of the parents that's on. She asked, did you have to get a higher education or training to manage your daughter's career?
No. And that's what's so amazing. Never count yourself out because of the level of education you have.
Yes.
No, ma'am. Like she just said, what you do, and my husband said it, if you don't have the knowledge, research it.
Research it.
Research it. That's what we call in our home building. We build network with someone else. If I can't figure it out, my sister can figure it out.
All right.
Okay.
Never count yourself out because of the education. Guess what? You can go back to get that degree. It's never too.
Exactly.
Amen. And I will, selfless plug here, but I will say in the book for this,
you have something you want to say?
We have given you a host of resources, not just in Virginia, but also the U.S. organizations, places you can go to, investors. We've given you all that. We've talked about contracts, patents, some laws, things like that. So we've given you some information that will give you a start. We've even given you some of the organizations that young entrepreneurs or just your children, period, might want to take a look at that offer some of that training. We've taught you, we pointed you to the Small Business Administration, because what people don't understand, there are a host of free resources, online courses, experts, information, articles, as well as an organization called SCORE. And that is also another free resource for entrepreneurs that hits you with the experts, and you're talking about your business or concept, and these are professionals. Some of them are retired and in that industry for years that can point you in the right direction. So I would definitely say that it does not matter whether you have education or not, because any successful business owner or entrepreneur will tell you their genius is in knowing what they know and what they don't, and then hiring or collaborating with people that know those areas. Their job is to manage. And even with that, at a certain level, they hire someone to manage operations. So they're the overseer, but they're never responsible to know everything. And sometimes, you know, I am a proponent for education. Education doesn't always come as a degree, though. So sometimes people will have several degrees, but your degrees hurt you because you think you know everything because I got all these degrees. Meanwhile, someone may not have a degree, but they're so thirsty and they believe so much in themselves and what they do, they'll go do the research because they're not going to lay back on their pieces of paper saying, I know everything I need to know. They're going to go out there and get exactly the information they need, no more, no less. And sometimes you will see a lot of times with entrepreneurship, you see that person with the least amount of education just shoot forward. And you see sometimes people with all the degrees in the world sitting back wondering, why is it not working? Because all you're seeing is, you know it all, while this person is telling you, I don't know it all, but I'm going to be determined and go out and know what, get to know what I need to know, and I'm going to get with the right people, and I'm going to build my business. So never be intimidated to think, I don't have this education, so I can't do it. And that includes our children. Don't ever think that because you don't have a certain education or don't speak a certain language or didn't grow up in a certain household that that is a downfall for you. That may be just the unique factor of why you're going to be successful, because you want it more. You're hungrier for it. And the person that's the hungriest is the person that will make it happen. So you're not at a disadvantage, What you see as a disadvantage today could be your biggest advantage and motivation. Never forget that. Never let anyone put you down or make you feel that you're not good enough because you don't have this degree or this certification or this, that, or that, that. If you got the vision and you're willing to work hard, you can do it. And there are plenty of people with the degrees that you can get to work for you in your business. So don't let that limit you. I'm not saying don't get education, because in life, we all need to continue to learn something. But don't feel that you have to get a bunch of degrees before you can start a business, because that's just not true. You can definitely do it. I have some other remarks that are saying the brand, the products and things are so cute. So I do want to remind everyone, if you want more information about Mrs. Cobb's book, The Valley Experience, if you want to continue to follow Jasmine, because I will reveal this just to our course people. In the next few days, you're going to see an invitation on her website. Due to her coloring book, it's in its final stages of production. Jasmine is going to have a virtual opportunity where you will be able to color with her brand new coloring book. And that information is all going to be on her website. Right now, there is information about how to order the bangles you saw, the necklace, the first book, and everything for that. You would go to jasminemiraclecobb.com, and there's a shop site. There's more about her story. You can find out everything about little Miss Jasmine. So as we conclude, is there anyone else on that actually has questions for Jasmine or her mother while you have them available? I'm just a little bit too blown away that your jewelry was worn by Erica Badu, but I have like Erica Badu, so, but you know, it makes sense because your jewelry and things, I could really see her in some of those statement pieces rocking that. So yeah, I could really see that. So as no one has questions, I'm going to turn it back to the Cobbs. What are your closing words for us?
We just want to thank you all for giving us the opportunity. We look at every door as a window of opportunity. Mm. And we're humble and we are here to inspire. We inspire each other.
Amen.
I mean, when I'm weak, warm, my husband is strong. And when Jasmine, look, the whole time you can't see it, but she's been holding both of our hands.
Oh.
So we just appreciate you for just, you know, thinking of us. We do. And to the young lady, I don't know her name, with the green shirt on.
Yes.
I just want to tell you that you are special. And I want to let you know to keep dreaming. It's greatness inside of you. I mean, you have been, I don't know if you were writing, taking notes, but you have been very attentive the entire time. And you kind of put me in the mind of her. Look, yes. Look at of it. I love it.
They were the same hairstyle.
Same hairstyle. I love it. I love our hair. You are going to do something amazing, just like Jasmine.
Yes.
Keep going.
Thank you. Because she's actually one of our newest students. And pretty soon she'll be getting her book in the mail as well. So thank you for that. And we truly, all of us, thank you. For both of you, actually not both of you, the whole family, for just coming on and sharing with us. Because unfortunately, a lot of time in our community, we don't have the experience to talk to people that have done it. We can read magazines, we learn about them through books, but we don't get the chance to actually talk to people that have actually done it. You know, we might see the entrepreneur when they're grown later, but we don't get to talk to them maybe in the beginning or the middle or, you know, when they were really young. So for us, this is a treat because we get to talk to people that are actually doing it. And especially for our parents, I know our parents are going to love to watch this because they have those questions. They, you know, well, I don't know anything about business and she's coming or he's coming and telling me he wants to do this. I don't know what to do. Or, you know, I don't have this degree or I don't know anything. So, you know, there's that panic. And like you said, sometimes they'll just give up and say, well, whatever. But if you have a vision or dream, it's a reason you have it. So it's nothing to push to the side. if some reason you were gifted with that vision, that goal, that desire, so you need to find out what that reason is, and then you need to go further. Jasmine, continue to be awesome. And we're going to continue to follow Miss Jasmine. Because to say, we personally know a celebrity, and we knew her when, okay? And we saw the things she was doing, and now...
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Entrepreneur's Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.
We see all her growth from, you know, before and then from this point forward. So we personally know a celebrity in our midst, and we're just thrilled about that.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Entrepreneur's Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.